Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning and this is the show that comes to you from the road. And those of you that listen to the show on a regular basis know I've been waiting for the British government to grant me a visa to be with my new wife, Mary, over in Scotland. And I'm happy to report to you that this show this week is coming to you from Scotland. The visa has come through and I'm in the little cabin outside of Aberdeen, Scotland, and there's about a foot of snow on the ground and icicles of about 3 or 4 feet hanging off the roof. The wood stove is going and things are very cozy. And I want to bring you another piano-related show this week. I did one of these a few weeks ago, and there was so much material I didn't even get a chance to touch. And actually, going through the stuff this week, there's probably going to be enough for another great piano show sometime in the future. But before I get to the music, I want to talk about something that came up in a conversation that we had on the show about a month ago, where I aired a conversation that I recorded between myself and a gas station attendant around midnight when I was getting gas and ice and water recently. And one of the things that he mentioned was that, you know, when the government tries to suppress what you're saying, one of the easiest ways for them to do that is by bringing sexual charges against you. So it is no surprise that the founder of WikiLeaks has been brought up on rape charges. No surprise, but very suspicious. And if you can, do what you can to support WikiLeaks, because in an era where the media is controlled by corporations, these same corporations that are largely controlling our government, WikiLeaks is one of the few organizations out there that is bringing the government to account and holding them accountable for what they are doing. So it's, of course, not the best way to have to do that, but in this era, it's one of the only ways that it is taking place. So do what you can to support them, despite the fact that most major corporations now are running shy away from them in order to keep their close ties with the U.S. government. So that is going on, as predicted by the gas station attendant in so many words. And now moving on to piano music, I'm going to bring you two by Radoslav Lorkovic, who is the son of a famous concert pianist, and he's fantastic, especially on the upper end of the piano. So listen to these two New Orleans-style pieces, and after that we're going to hear from Amber Norgaard, a singer-songwriter who was for many years based up in Bethel, Alaska, now down in Tucson, Arizona, doing some wonderful things. And so I'll chime in a little bit before we get to Amber's stuff. But here is Radoslav Lorkovic. Thank you.
Said Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. My spy boy to your spy boy, sitting on the bio. My spy boy to your spy boy, gonna set your tail on fire. We're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey, we're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey, Masmerite Pyrene, sitting on the bio. Mama ran to your parent, gonna set your tail on fire. We're going down to Balashon, Ico Ande. We're gonna tell them about your shamo, said a Jackie Morfina, hey. You're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey, you're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey, yeah. Mama ran to your parent, gonna set your tail on fire. We're going down to Balashon, Ico Ande. We're gonna tell them about you messing around, Jackie Morfina, hey. You're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. I'm talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. You're talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. You said I'm talking about hey now. Whoa, Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. You said I'm talking about hey now. Yeah, Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, Jackie Morfina, hey. You said I'm talking about hey now. Ico Ande, Jackie Morfino Adande, you said
All right, that was Radoslav Lorkovic there with a great New Orleans classic, Ico. I've got no idea what that means. Anyway, moving on now to Amber Norgaard. We're going to play a song that I got to play with her at a gig we played down in Seward, Alaska. She taught me the chords of this song, do a little backup. And the story behind the song is fantastic. This is actually a true story from somewhere in Amber's ancestry. A lot of her family is from the Midwest, Iowa in particular. And sometime in her family ancestry, one of the men in her family had an affair with another man's wife. And the husband of that woman was so upset that he and his kin got together and were coming to kill Amber's relative there. And he ran. He ran for it. He ran all the way to the Mississippi River. And his brother helped him out getting away from these guys that were trying to kill him. And he literally swam across the Mississippi River, I believe from Wisconsin, I guess, into the state of Iowa, where he started his life again. However, the brother that helped him get to the river and start across, the kin of the woman caught up with him and killed him. And this Bob Schmidt, I believe the guy's name is, that is what the song is called, had to live with the weight of this the rest of his life. And that's what the song Bob Schmidt is about. Amber Norgaard there with Bob Schmidt, and she spells her name with two A's where you think there might only be one. So if you're looking up, it's Amber Norgaard, N-O-R-G-A-A-R-D. We're going to do something a little unique on the My Home is on the Road show now, so buckle up your proverbial seatbelts. They may operate differently from the push-button style in your car. We're going to play a song called Send in the Clowns, which is one of my favorite little sad type of songs. And we're going to play the Frank Sinatra version first, a rather famous version. And then we're going to follow that up with Tim Calicrate, who has got a great album called Serenade from Tahoe. And you can look that up online. His web presence is under Serenade from Tahoe. And one time recently, I was hiking down a place called Kaiser Wash, which is really out in the middle of nowhere, about halfway between Kingman, Arizona, and nothing really, but somewhere between Kingman, Arizona, and Phoenix, Arizona, there's a beautiful dry canyon called the Kaiser Wash. And if you walk from the highway there and follow it downstream for about a mile and a half, in addition to seeing some great rock formations and some beautiful parts of the Sonoran Desert, you'll get to a warm spring where a hole has been drilled into the side of the cliff, about 3 feet above the side of the wash there, above the bottom of the wash, and warm water just pours out, and folks build a little rock ring around it, so you've got a tub to soak in. And then usually about once a year, when the rains come, and this wash actually has water ripping down it, flowing down at a great clip, the whole bathtub just gets blasted away. So usually every year or so, it's got to be rebuilt by whoever goes down there. So if you go, take a shovel. And you can always email me through davemanning.net if you want to find out where that is. It's on our public lands, so it's something you can take advantage of. You are part owner if you live in the States. Anyway, I was hiking down there and had my iPod on kind of this weird shuffle setting, and it managed to play Send in the Clowns, Frank Sinatra, followed by the instrumental version from Serenade from Tahoe, and that just made my day. So I'm going to maybe try and give you the same notion right here.
This is a song about a couple of adult people who have spent, quite a long time together, till one day one of them gets restless and decides to leave. Whether it's the man or woman who left is unimportant. It's a breakup. And it's a lovely marriage of words and music, written by Stephen Sondheim. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around and one who can't move. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Just when I stopped opening doors, finally finding the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my lines. Nobody's there. Don't you love a farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are are the clowns. Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Well, maybe next
Thank you.
All right, the great Stephen Sondheim classic, Send In the Clowns. And recently I was in the bathroom of Jack, the guy that plays guitar with me in Reno, Nevada. I was in his bathroom and picked up the reading material at hand and happened to find an article about Stephen Sondheim, where he says when he wrote that song, he was writing it for an opera, and the particular singer in the opera that was going to play that song or sing that song had a very limited vocal range. So if you listen carefully to the song, you realize that the vocals kind of come in short bursts and don't really vary much in their tone. But somehow the song works beautifully despite that. And so we heard the Serenade from Tahoe version. And before that, we heard, of course, the famous Frank Sinatra version. Also on this week's show, we heard from Amber Norgaard and started things off with some great New Orleans piano tinkling. I wish I could play like that. From Radoslav Lorkovic. My name is Dave Manning. If you want to find out more about me, my music, you go to davemanning.net. And also, if you want to contact me, if you want to find out, I'll give you directions down to that great warm spring at Kaiser Wash there, somewhere halfway between Kingman, Arizona and Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to go for a hike down there, davemanning.net, that's how you contact me. Big thanks to Groundswell Media Productions for keeping that site up and running. That's going to wrap it up for this piano-oriented show. Safe travels and have yourself a fantastic day.
The road's the only place I feel home. And I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel home. Feel at home.